I'm very happy now to welcome Edie Tsong, Jamal Youssef, and Mark Zuliani. They are three members of the Ultimate community here in Santa Fe. Ultimate used to be known as Ultimate Frisbee. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
So it's not called Ultimate Frisbee anymore because Frisbee is a trade name, I take it.
That's right.
It's the same thing. You throw discs around that are like flying discs. What is this game? It's a team sport.
Yeah. Well, it's a great game. It's sort of like a little bit like football and a little bit like soccer and a little bit like basketball, except you play with a frisbee or actually an ultimate disc.
Which is different from a regular frisbee?
Yeah, there's specifications set forth by, we'll call it governing agency, governing group, that set what the standards of the disc are, sort of the slope of the arc of the disc, and then the weight of the frisbee, or the disc, excuse me.
Which is maybe similar or different from the frisbee golf or the disc golf that people play.
Significantly different from disc golf. Yeah, it's about 175 grams, so a little bit heavier than most frisbees that you'd toss around on the beach or the ones that are giveaways.
Right.
About 175 grams, and just specifications that make the disc fly a certain way.
So how many people are on each team?
Seven on the side, on the field, and the teams themselves can be much larger than that. You have a lot of subs for competition, typically.
And so the field, it looks kind of like a football field, but smaller, but there's an end zone on each side, and you have to pass the frisbee from teammate to teammate and score inside the end zone.
Yeah.
Now, is there a goal like in soccer?
No, it's like soccer because it has continuous play. So in the instance where there's a turnover, which happens if somebody throws the frisbee away, it gets intercepted by the opposing team, or it's thrown out of bounds, the play immediately changes direction.
So
it's constantly moving, which is really makes it really exciting.
So in that sense, it's like soccer,
mm-hmm.
but in the other sense, it's like football. If you get the disc into the end zone and one of your teammates has it or catches it, then you, what do you get? 6 points? 1 point?
You get 1 point, actually.
One point. So it's just 1 point per score. There's no touchdown, field goal kind of equivalent for that. It's just one kind of score.
And then it's kind of like basketball because when you get the disc, you can pivot on 1 foot. So a lot of people think of like, oh yeah, when you get the disc, you have 3 steps. That's what a lot of people think, but you've just come to a safe landing point and then you can pivot on 1 foot.
So you can't like put it under your shirt and run with it.
No running with it.
That would be called traveling.
Yeah.
Now, how do you referee it? I mean, it's been a kind of pickup sport for a long time and a non-professional sport, although I guess there's a professional league too, and we can talk about that, but suppose you see somebody taking 2 steps or whatever. Do you just... How do you call it?
Well, the game is self-officiated. So what would happen is one of the players on the opposing team would call a foul. And then the two players would discuss the situation and determine whether it was a foul and ultimately remediate it between themselves.
Does it tend to be pretty gentlemanly?
Fairly, I think. At least at the recreational level, it's fairly gentlemanly. At high levels of competition, it can be a little bit less so. And so at high levels of competition, they have observers who kind of mediate that because it was possible for a team to kind of force their will on the other team just by refusing to acknowledge when they had committed fouls and things like that.
Right.
And one of the things that is unique about Ultimate Frisbee is that it's self-officiated and it's called Spirit of the Game. But that's also something that's been changing because of the high level of play, which is, you know, in the past we always relied on each other and goodwill and good spirit to officiate the game. But, you know, at the highest levels, when people are really playing hard and challenging each other, it gets a little tricky.
I think even at the highest level, though, I mean, one difference between Ultimate and pretty much any other sport is that in Ultimate, there is no concept of the intentional foul. I mean, in football, basketball, things like that, there's very clear intentional fouls, and it's a good foul. If you know someone's going to beat you, you foul them, and that's perfectly acceptable. Right. In ultimate, there should never be, at least theoretically, an intentional foul.
It's called a non-contact sport.
Well, but it's not non-contact, but there's no...
there's no intentional contact.
Yeah, absolutely. No intentional contact.
And so you can't go tackling each other for the frisbee.
That's right. In that instance, of course, I would call a foul.
Right. Now, what skills do you need? I guess, in a lot of ways, stamina would be one of the basic things. You're running around for a long time in a row.
Yeah, in fact, I've heard soccer players say that when they've come out, that this is a lot more running than when I play in soccer. So
no way.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of running. It does take some... also skill in throwing the frisbee, but
right.
You can learn that fairly quickly, and of course we welcome anybody to come out and play with us, but also just understanding spatial relations on the field, I think that's another skill that's pretty valuable, like in soccer where, you know, to get open you need to make runs. It's very similar with ultimate, and understanding the flight of the disc is, I would say, one of the other ones. What do you guys think?
Yeah, field sense, and also having an awareness of your teammates and maybe strategy sometimes. And
now, are there positions on the like, you know, center and offense and defense and that kind of thing?
There's, depending on the offense you're playing, there's different positions. So there's handlers. Loosely, there's handlers and cutters. So the handlers like quarterbacks, so the better throwers. And then you have cutters, who are the better faster runners, more like receivers.
Okay.
And so there's kind of loosely that, but everyone is a cutter, everyone's a receiver at some point. Mm-hmm. So it's
it makes it really dynamic, which makes the game extremely interesting. You know, traditionally, the way it would work was you'd have handlers, middles, and deeps. And, you know, typically, just like Jamal was saying, is you'd have the people that were quick guys that could get open really quick and had good throws. And usually the sequence would be a handler would throw to a middle and then to a deep to sort of complete a sequence. But as the game has grown, you know, over the years, the types of offenses and how it's played and the types of players and the skills, quite honestly, have improved immensely and have become a lot more complex.
So we're talking about Ultimate, also known as Ultimate Frisbee. This is a game that's been around really just, I would say, it got invented during our lifetimes. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think 1969 in Maplewood, New Jersey is the origination, or the accepted time of origination. At Columbia High School.
And it has grown to the point where, I mean, I was just kind of Googling it, and there are... people playing all over the world, places you can't even imagine. Like, obscure countries have ultimate frisbee leagues and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worldwide, undoubtedly. In fact, Jamal travels quite a bit to play.
Yeah, but I mean, within the U.S. mostly, but Hawaii, for instance, is a good place to go to play ultimate. So,
and you just play on whatever existing soccer field there is and draw some lines, or...
Well, you know, that's
like
the beauty of Ultimate.
Here?
You can pretty much set up a field anywhere. I mean, typically we use cones or just end zone markers, and we don't draw any lines.
Okay.
So it's fairly accessible. And in terms of getting back to the international play, et cetera, it's one of the really fantastic things about Ultimate and the kind of community that's developed, because it's set up based on a tournament basis. So... you typically would submit what's called a bid to a tournament for a team. But if you're an individual, you can go to that tournament anyhow, in many instances, and pick up with the team. So it really is an avenue to you know, build community. I mean, I was raised on the East Coast, for example, and you know, when I ended up driving across the country in about 1997 and stopped at a tournament in Boulder, Colorado. And to this day, I'm still friends with those folks. And you know, play with them intermittently at various places and see them here and there.
Amazing.
Yeah, I have the same experience, just having traveled so much. Every time I go somewhere, I would look up on the Ultimate Frisbee website. I forget what it's called.
Well, it's now called USA Ultimate.
USAultimate.org.
People can look it up.
But anyway, I would look up the town I was going to and then find the pickup game right away and then immediately have a lot of friends. But one of the most interesting places I ever played was... in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh, and there were actually players from the Belgian national team just hanging out and playing Ultimate.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. So do you play all year round?
Yeah, we play. We're actually going to be moving indoors this Thursday. So we play once the weather gets a little cold and the daylight goes away. But yeah, and it's also actually just to expand on the international bit a little bit. I'm actually from Malaysia, and there's people I know in Malaysia only from playing Ultimate because I've gone back there and met them. Malaysia and Singapore, and also there's friends of mine who software engineers and things like that, where they have fairly mobile jobs. They don't need to be anywhere particularly to work. Who just 6 months of the year spend 6 months of the year just traveling around Europe and meeting people for playing Ultimate, and sort of crashing on their couches. So you can really just...
And then telecommuting?
Yeah, telecommuting from Europe. And you can really, sustain yourself pretty well if you have a job that works like that, just by meeting Ultimate players. So it's really... You can have a pretty unique lifestyle if you choose to do so.
Yeah, and it's really fun here in Santa Fe. We have pickup on Tuesdays and Thursdays over the summer. And different people just who are traveling will come find Ultimate Frisbee and come play with us. For however long they're in town, it might just be one night or it could be the whole summer.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you come out and play with us too, Mary Charlotte.
Yet another avenue to world peace. And if you knew how bad my running skills were, you might change your mind. No, it's amazing. I mean, it's a way for people all over the world to just get to know each other through this game.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It really is.
Oh, speaking of world peace, I'm just going to give a little... promo. There's an organization called Ultimate Peace that actually one of my friends from Flagstaff is very big into. And this is an organization that actually takes kids from Israel and Palestine, and they play Ultimate Frisbee. So they go over there and just have the kids meet each other. And, it's Ultimate. The Ultimate is just, it's for fun, but it's,
yeah.
I think the important part there, obviously, is that you get Israeli kids and Palestinian kids meeting each other and realizing that they're just other people. And so eventually, 20, 30 years from now, that's a bridge that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Exactly.
So it's cool stuff like that.
Yeah, ultimately it's just, like, for me it's really a way to connect with people and, where the rules are clear on the playing field. it's like, I think relationships can be so complicated off the field, but everything's clear on the field.
Now, where do you play here in Santa Fe in the warm weather and then in the winter?
Well, this past summer we had our inaugural Summer League. It was the first year that we did it and had great support from the city. Liz Roybal over at Parks and Rec was really supportive of our efforts to start the league. And we played at Fort Marcy Park, right there in front of the gymnasium there, or adjacent to the gymnasium. And we had two fields, about 50 players for this first season. So we hope to expand that in the future. We had four teams, and it was really, really a lot of fun.
Now, do you ever play against Albuquerque or Taos or things like that?
Sure. So there's a subset of players. I mean, this was just a recreational league, but there's a subset of players that go play competitively. So, for example, Jamal and I play on a Grand Masters team, which is a 40-plus Ultimate League. And, so we play competitively at that level.
Well, this is amazing, yet another world that many of us never even knew existed. It's called Ultimate, also known as Ultimate Frisbee, and we've been talking to Edie Tsang, Jamal Youssef, and Mark Zuliani, who are three members of the Ultimate community here in Santa Fe. If people want to come and play or reach you, how can they do so?
SantaFeUltimate.org, SantaFeUltimate, all one word, .org is the website. And there should be current information about pickup times, and also you can join a Yahoo group mailing list, so then you can, and that's also a good social avenue for just hanging out and meeting people as well.
Yeah, and if I just might mention before we close, Mary Charlotte, that this Thursday and throughout the winter we'll be playing at the Driscoll Fitness Center on the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, so we'll be moving indoors and we'll play all winter.
Excellent.
7 p.m. Thursday nights.
And then do you go to Second Street afterwards or
we
things
do.
Like that?
In fact, Thursday is curry night, so it's always good.
Well, it's great to have you here on the Radio Cafe, and have great fun playing Ultimate.
That's been our pleasure.
Thank you
so much, Mary
Thank
Charlotte.
You.